All right, so tonight we have a bit of a special edition of Mainstream Miss for you. You see, this morning, RT had some very big news to announce. That Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks, is going to be launching a talk show, which will be broadcast by this network. And it's going to be called The World Tomorrow. It's going to consist of 10 weekly episodes where he interviews whom he calls iconoclasts, visionaries, and power insiders. Now, personally, I think that sounds pretty badass. I'm really intrigued to see what Assange comes up with, who he interviews, what he asks them. But as for the majority of the rest of the media out there, yeah, not so much. You see, before even seeing this program, they have already made their judgments loud and clear. I mean, come on. We know damn well how media organizations like the New York Times and The Guardian feel about Assange. Those same organizations that worked with him and reported on the extensive material that WikiLeaks provided. They printed story after story based on the leaks of the Iraq and Afghanistan war logs, as well as the diplomatic cables. They had no problem using that information to sell more papers, make a profit when it suited them. And then, of course, they turned completely against Assange and started writing smear pieces about his dirty socks so as not to give the establishment the wrong impression, so as not to be seen as being in cahoots with the man that the U.S. government is leading a massive investigation against with charges of espionage. Now, they cared more about his dirty socks than they did about some of the real mistakes, like publishing the names of informants. So they are, in my mind, cowards. And if you read Michael Hastings' recent interview with Assange for Rolling Stone, seems like he feels the same way.